सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ
चाप्टर् 4 श्लोका नंबर 16।
किं कर्म किमकर्मेति कवयोऽप्यत्र मोहिताः तत्ते कर्म प्रवक्ष्यामि यज्ञात्वा मोक्षसे शुभात्।
Every person desire to be free from that inauspicious things, that is amangalam or ashubham. Naturally, it's instinctive nature. Let me not have any inauspicious in this my life. Let me have all the time mangalam, shubham. Let me not have any ashubham in my life. This is very natural, genuine, instinctive desire for every human being. For that, Shastra gives a solution. Since you are interested in your shubham, mangalam, auspiciousness in your life, may you understand your real nature. Until you understand what you are, non-yar, what you are, non-yar. English, what you are, who you are, ni yar, ani therinjukanum. How to convert that into first person, na uttama purusha, I, who am I, non yar. I am a housewife, I am a householder. Immediate answer, takna, it comes. I am a mother of so and so, I am a father of so and so, I am a singer, I am a dancer, I am a doctor, I am an engineer. But Shastra says that is secondary, it is not real nature. That is borrowed thing you have acquired in time, that is. You have acquired that wifehood, husbandhood, motherhood or fatherhood you have acquired in time. So and so time, muhurtanla. You became a wife or a husband or a mother or a father. But that is acquired, that you have attained in so and so time, particular time. Shastra is telling that is not your real nature. This is not real nature, is not a nature that you have acquired, but you are already that. That you understand. Then you are free from ashubham. Ashubham means what? Dukkham. Dukkham means shubham or ashubham. I am so sorrowful today. We will say like that. I am so sorrowful today. I am so happy, you say today. But you never say sorrowful with happy mood, you know. Amangalam, ashubham is nothing but dukkham. Amangalam, ashubham is nothing but dukkham. So you want to come out of dukkham. Lord Krishna says, ashubhat yatnatva moksha sedar. In the 16th shloka, I said it is a grandhak grandhi shloka. And you are all eagerly waiting to listen to this shloka, I know. Ashubhat moksha se, you are free from what? Ashubham, mangala, amangalam, dukkham. Second line, second quarter, you are searching, where is this word? 16th shloka. Sorry, 18th shloka. Oh, we have stopped at 16th. Correct, correct. See, 18th shloka. Okay, you are all raising your eyebrows. Okay, I am very happy. You are all very, very attentive. Just for a small test for you. Okay. 18th shloka. That is true. Why Bhagavan took me to that shloka today? If you understand this only, that Ashubha is, you can relieve that. See, this is also Bhagavan's wish. Unknowingly, I have taken that word. Kim karma, kima karmeti, karmanya karmaya pasyed. People do not know what is karma, what is akarma, what is vikarma. And they see inaction in action. Lord Krishna says, I said this is a sutra bhuta shloka. Gita is called as Upanishad because of this shloka. Gita, Bhagavad Gita is called as Upanishad because of this shloka, like Grandha Grandhi shlokas. Karmani akarmayaha pasyed. Before going to see the word-to-word meaning, let us understand first our nature again, previous lesson. I am, when I say, it's a mixture of Atma and Anatma. When I say I am so and so, always I am a mixture of two components. One is a sentient component, one is insentient component. One is sentient means Chaitanyam. Insentient means achetanam, inert, jadam. In English, they call it as spirit and matter. Matter is jadam, inert. Spirit is chetanam, sentient. So, spirit and matter, you can say. Or, sentient, insentient, you can say. Or Atma, Anatma, you can say. Or Chetanam, Achetanam, mixture, you can say. So, I am is a mixture of spirit and matter. Otherwise, I am, that word cannot be uttered. In this components, two components, which one is doing action, which one is not doing action? That class, that observation is done here in this shloka. Karma means action, akarma means inaction. Karma means action, a kriya. Akarma means inaction, not performing anything is called inaction. Karma and akarma, exactly when we say, when I am Atma Anatma, we said body mind complex belong to Anatma, Achetanam, Jadam. Atma belong to Chetanam, spirit, Chaitanyam. Atma is different from these two. Body mind is Achetanam, matter, jadam. Atma, consciousness, existent, principle, chetanam is different. These two are mixed, but they cannot be mixed really. They cannot, pal and water can be mixed. Pal and water and oil can you mix? Like milk and water, you mix, it is very difficult to separate. But water and oil, they cannot be mixed together. Similarly, Just a simple example. Okay, don't take it really. Atma is like oil. Anatma is like water. Chumma ungalku puriyaradhukaga sonna. Adhe maadhiri Atma and Anatma can never become one. Even though they are together, they cannot become one. Therefore, Atma is ever akarta. It is never do any action. Body-mind complex always does that action. It is always karta. I am a mixture of body-mind complex and Atma, first point. Second point is what? I, the Atma, am ever non-doer, ever akarta. Akarta means non-doer. Body-mind complex is ever karta, ever the doer, always doing one thing or other. It is performing some kriya. Second point. People confuse, they mix both of them. When they are not doing anything physically, they say, I am not doing anything, they say. When you are sitting quietly, suppose you are not doing anything, what do you say? Na chumma ukkarandirke, onnume pannale, I am not doing anything, you say. But Shastra says, that statement is wrong statement. If anybody says, na chumma ukkarandirke, onnume pannale, ani yaradhu chonna, and the statement is wrong statement. Why na? Body-mind complex cannot stay without even a second, even microsecond, it cannot sit quietly. Even though physically hands you are not doing anything, but heart functioning, digestive system functioning, you are blinking your eyes, you are breathing or not? Breathing is an action or not? Then how can you say you are not doing anything? You are not doing anything. Therefore, no person can sit quietly even a second. They do not know this. Ajnanis, all ignorant people who are all ignorant of Atma, they take that inaction. Really, they are not doing anything, but body-mind complex can never be inactive. Understand now. Similarly, Atma is ever inactive, body-mind complex is never inactive. Next point. Body-mind complex is ever active, never inactive. Ever active ani chonnalum? Never inactive ani chonnalum? Unnudane? Okay, body-mind complex is always the doer. It is never the non-doer, it is always active. Whereas Atma, the consciousness principle, I am never the doer. I never do anything. Since both are clubbed each other, very together, intimate, we are superimposing the inaction of Atma upon the body, body-mind complex action we are superimposing upon Atma, we are superimposing both. That superimposition only Lord Krishna is talking here. Karmani akarma yaha pashyet. Yaha pashyet, whoever sees. Now we are in 18th shloka only. Okay, 18th shloka, we are seeing first quarter. First line, first quarter. Yaha pashyet, whoever sees. What? Akarma, actionlessness. Akarma means actionlessness. Actionlessness of what? Atmanaha. The actionlessness of the self. Actionlessness of the self. Of the self means what here? Another name. Self or spirit or atma or chaitanyam. Any name you can take. So the self, whoever sees it, is inactive, actionless. When karmani, karmani means when body mind complex is functioning, active. Whoever sees the self, spirit, atma, chaitanyam, sentient principle as inactive, ever inactive, it is ever akarta, in spite of the body mind complex karmani, actions of the body mind complex going on. Yaha pashyet. Who are they? No, you. You people are understanding, no? I am consciousness principle. I am using the body mind complex. I, the consciousness principle, am not a doer, but the body mind complex is doing, you know, actions, thinking, thoughts, walking, holding things, eating. All these actions body is doing, you know. Yaha pasyet. And pasyet means whoever understands. After 20 minutes of lecture, whoever understand in this manner. Not only that, this is one stage of understanding. What? Atma, self, is ever the non-doer, in spite of the body-mind complex is in vyavahara, ever active. This is one point. Then second point, second quarter, akarmani cha karmaya, karma yaha pasyet. And yaha pasyet, again you have to supply. Where? First line, second quarter. Akarmani cha karma yaha pasyet. Akarmani means, see the first statement, karmani is there. First half la karmani akarmaya paschetana, and the akarma pakatla you have to write in brackets la atma akarta iti. And the first line, first half, akarma is there, karmanya karma is there, karmani akarma. How to split that? Where is akarma in the first line, first half la na? Karmani akarma, rendu words irukka. And the akarma, next to that you have to write atma, atmanaha, you can write atmanaha akarma yaha pasyet. Whoever sees the actionlessness in the self, whoever understands the actionlessness in the self, pasyet, and the literal meaning is sees. Seeing. Inga pashyetana, not seeing, but understands. Whoever sees atmanaha akarma, or the actionlessness of the self, sees when the karmani, karmani na ahankarasya karmani, body mind complex karmani. First line, first half lo irukana ninnu. Okay, don't go to second half. First line, first half, karmani and body mind complex, I said. You can include another word, ahankarasya. Body mind complex and anardam, ahankaram. Ahankarasya, ego. Ego, ego and anardam, non pandre, and idrikili ahankaram. And the karmani and ahankarasya karmani. Body mind complex, ahankarasya karmani. Atmanaha akarma yaha pasyet. Atmanudaya na akartrutvam yar paarkarano, purinjikarano. Okay, first level over. Now second level enna? Akarmani karma yaha pashyet. First line, second half. Akarmaniyanna, actionlessness. Of what? Ahankarasya akarmani. In the body mind complex lo nanu onnume pandrade illa chumma ukkarandirukke annu solrane ahankarasya akarmani vyavaharam onnu pannamale without doing any interaction, without moving the legs, without moving the hands, without talking, without eating, without walking, without jumping, without doing anything. Ahankarasya akarmani, body mind complex, when it is not doing anything, akarmani, karma yaha pashyet. Even though body mind complex ahankara is not doing any action visibly, akarmani, karma yaha pashyet. Whoever understands this body mind ahankara complex thinking pandrana illaya, that person is thinking or not. Kaal kai aadala, is not doing anything action with the body, with legs and hands, and with mouth not talking, not eating. I can stay without blinking also, Swami. You can stay like on the VG pillow. And the VG pillow or all irupa or vasham potittu police car nu maadhiri paathalo. He stands like that, no, like a statue without movement. He won't blink also, and people are all looking at him. How is it possible? How can he stand without any movement at all? Have you seen? Yeah, many of you might have seen. If you have not seen, you go and see. எனக்கு இப்போ தெரியல, இப்போ இருக்கானோ இல்லையா தெரியல, முன்னாடியெல்லாம் இருந்தான். தட் பர்சன் அவர்ஸ் டுகெதர் ஹி ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் லைக் தட் அண்ட் ஹி ஏர்ன்ஸ் ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தௌசண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ருபீஸ் பர் தட். அண்ட் வி திங்க் இட்ஸ் லைக் எ ஸ்டாட்யூ. என்ன அகங்காரசி ஆகர்மணி கர்மயா பசியேத். அவன் ஹார்ட் பீட் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் ஆர் நாட்? டைஜஷன் சிஸ்டம் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங், என்டையர் சிஸ்டம், பாடி இஸ் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங், என்டையர் சிஸ்டம். But visibly he may not be doing anything. Breathing or not? He is breathing also. Like that, ahankarasya, body, mind, complex, shariram, manasu, buddhi, idu onnume pannalanna kuda, akarmani, karma yaha pashyet. Thinking is going on, heartbeat is going on, breathing is going on, digestion is going on. Eppadi theriyona? 12 mani ana theriyum. 12:30 12:30 you know you feel hungry. While coming before the class, you have taken food. Okay. Nalla dosa saapittu, idli saapittu vandirukke. After coming here, after 1 hour, you feel hungry. How? How is it possible? Just 1 hour before you have filled your stomach, after 1 hour you feel hungry. What happened inside? What happened? Digestion has taken place. Whether you listen or not to the class, digestion is going on. Digestion is going on. Swami, na onnume pannala class la chumma thana ukkarndane, edhukku pasikiradana? Na onnume pannle unga class la, you didn't allow me to move also. ஏன்னா இப்போ மூவ் பண்ண ஐ எம் கவரிங் த பிஹைண்ட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்னு சொல்லி நான் ரொம்ப அப்படியே ஆடாமல் அசையாமல் உட்கார்ந்துட்டேன். ஆனாலும் After 1 hour, you rush towards the home and to eat food, and digestion has taken place. Are you actionless? Hada akarmani karmayaha pasyet. In ahankara, body mind complex, even though it is not doing anything, whoever sees the action in that body mind complex ahankara. First line over. What is the first line? Final conclusion. This atmanaha, the self inaction. When the self is actionless, who sees that midst of action of the body mind complex, whoever understands the atma, the actionlessness, atma's actionlessness, whoever understands in the midst of A mist of the body, mind, action. One. Number two is what? Whoever sees that action, in that actionlessness of that body, mind, complex. Whoever sees the action, even though that body, mind, anatma is not active, whoever sees that action, potential action, that is called potential action. Digestion indi, namak theriyaradha? Onnume theriyala. Breathing is going on. Are you aware of breathing all the time when you are listening to my talk? Are you breathing or not? 1 hour. Thank God, you have to breathe. You are breathing. Potentially going on. Heartbeat going on. Potentially going on. Liver function, kidney function, lungs function, fantastically going on. Akarvani, physically, even though visibly in action, body mind complex, whoever understands its action, karma, akarmani, karma yaha pasyet, karmani, akarma atma yaha pasyet, puriyar than nenikare. Okay. Saha buddhiman, that person is wise person, that person is buddhiman. Buddhiman, wise person, who sees Atma's inner leisure, in spite of the body's activities, body-mind activities, whoever sees that body-mind complex activity, even though body-mind is not, body is not active, whoever sees that mind is functioning, internal organs are functioning, whoever sees, what is the corollary? What is the corollary of the first line? Body mind complex can never be inactive is the corollary. Body mind complex ahankara is never inactive. Naan onnume pannale ana ahankara iruka illaya? And the thought, are you entertaining or not? Naan onnume pandrade illengra and the thought you are entertaining is called action. Akarmani, sarira akarmani, karma yaha pasyet, than the thinking, whoever understands this. And the second, first corollary, seeing that action in the inaction of the body. Whoever sees that, what, the first one, that karma, first line, first half again, ahankara, karmani, body mind complex, even though it is functioning, whoever understands that actionlessness of the self. Self is, second corollary is what? Atma, the self, spirit is ever inactive, ever actionlessness. Whoever understands, Atma is inactive ever, body mind complex is never inactive, is the corollary. Whoever understands. Saha buddhiman. Now you have to decide, you are buddhiman or not. Otherwise you are buddhuman. Hindi lo buddhu an chonna, dull person. Buddhiman or buddhuman? Buddhiman or buddhuman? Who decides? I have to decide myself. Saha buddhiman manushyeshu, among people, among human beings. Without studying Bhagavad Gita, without studying the 4th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, without studying the 18th sloka of Bhagavad Gita, anyone can understand this? Tell me now. Atma is actionless, ever actionless. Body mind complex is never action free. Who can, anybody can understand? That means whoever is not exposed to Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 18th sloka, they are all what? Dash, dash, dash. They are all buddhiman. You are only buddhiman. Who says, if I say, you will punch my nose. That's why I am sitting far. Okay, Lord Krishna's telling. Lord Krishna's announcement, this is declaration. whoever knows this, and in spite of all music programs, they have dropped and have come all the way to Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 18th shloka, they have come all the way. They are all Buddhiman. If you know Mohana Raga, if you know Mukhari Raga, if you know Anandabhari Raga, nothing going to happen. Okay, if you don't know also, nothing will happen. If you know also, nothing will happen. But if you don't know this, Ashubhat na Muchyate, that person can never be free from sorrow. Understand? First, I'll congratulate all of you in spite of all Mailapur, that too. So many sabhas, backside, front side, left side, inga, fine arts. In the pakkam, Bharati Vidya Bhavan. Nanu pakkama music programs ella vittitti, neenga vandu inga ukkandutana, periya vishayam da. Appa. அது என்னமோ எக்ஸ்ட்ரா புண்ணியம் இருந்திருக்கணும், இல்லைன்னா வர முடியாது. வாரத்துக்கு ஒரு கிளாஸ் தானே, இந்த கிளாஸ் கூட மிஸ் பண்ணி பீப்புள் வில் கோ தேர், என்ன என்ன பண்ணுறது? யூ ஹவ் கம், தேர் ஃபோர் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கங்க்ராச்சுலேட்டிங் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ. யஹ பஷ்யேத் என்ன, யஹ ஜானாதி சஹா யுக்தா. சஹா யுக்தா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் ஜ்ஞானி இத்யர்த்தா. Saha Jnani, who says? Lord Krishna is telling those who are listening to this 18th shloka, 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita in that, where? Mailapur club. They are all called Jnanis. Lord Krishna is giving title to this music season. Ungala title kudukkarar Bhagavan. All musicians are getting titles, no, nowadays. Sangeeta Chudamani. விபூஷண பத்ம விபூஷண என்னென்னமோ இருதெல்லாம் வருது அவங்களுக்கு. பகவான் ஃபீல்ஸ் பேட், இவங்களெல்லாம் மியூசிக் ப்ரோக்ராமுக்கு போகாமல் இங்கே வந்துட்டான், இவங்களுக்கு ஒரு டைட்டில் கொடுக்கலாமே அப்படின்னு சொல்லி பகவான் சஹா யுக்தா தே ஆர் ஜ்ஞானீஸ். போதுமா டைட்டில்? ஸோ யூ ஆல்சோ ஃபீல் ஹாப்பினார். சொல்லிக்கலாம் கொஞ்சம் நேரம், சுவாமி நானா ஜ்ஞானியான் பகவான் சொன்னாலும் நம்ம ஒத்துக்க மாட்டோம். நான் சொல்லலை பாருங்க, சஹா யுக்தா ஹீ இஸ் எ ஜ்ஞானி ஆர் ஷீ இஸ் எ ஜ்ஞானி. கிருஷ்ண கர்ம கிருத்து, கிருஷ்ண மீன்ஸ் டோட்டல், கர்ம கிருத்து மீன்ஸ் ஹி ஹாஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் அகாம்ப்ளிஷ்ட் எவ்ரி திங். தட் பர்சன் ஹாஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் வாட் எவர் டு பி கம்ப்ளீட்டட். Everything he has completed, nothing is there for him to acquire, for her to acquire, to achieve, to get anything. Krishna karma kartha, ella pannina maadhiri da life lo, yagnam yagam homam tapam japam pooja archana any abhishekam whatever he has to do, idu therinja avan ella panna maadhiri da, avan onnu panna vendiya thevai இல்லை. ஈவன் பஞ்சாயத்தின பூஜா, ஈவன் வாட் சமாதி அபியாசா, ஈவன் தபஸ், உபாசனா, அபிஷேகம், அர்ச்சனா, பிலிக்ரிமேஜ், கோயிங் ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர், என்ன அந்த ராமேஸ்வரம்ல 22 என்ன குளிக்கிறது, அதெல்லாம் பண்ணலானாலும் கூட பிரயாக போல, காசி போல, ரிஷிகேஷ் போல, கயா போல, கேதார்நாத் போல, சுவாமினி அமர்நாத் மட்டும் பாக்கி இருக்கு, எல்லாமே போயிட்டு வந்த முக்திநாத் மாத்திரம் போக முடியல சுவாமினி என்ன. இது மாதிரி எல்லா குறைகள் தேவை இல்லவே இல்லை அவனுக்கு. ஹீஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் ஃபினிஷ் எவ்ரி திங் அகாம்ப்ளிஷ்ட். கிருஷ்ண கர்ம கிருத, கிருஷ்ணா மீன்ஸ் இட்ஸ் என்டையரிட்டி, கர்ம கிருத்து எல்லாமே பண்ண மாதிரி தான். அகாம்ப்ளிஷ்ட் தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட், குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை. நோ எம்டினஸ் இன் லைஃப், ஐ ஆம் ஃபுல் ஃப்ளட்ஜ்டு பர்சன், ஐ ஹாவ் நத்திங் டு அச்சீவ், I have no craving for anything to acquire, to do something or other in the life. And that means complete satisfaction. Truptaha bhavati. அது பண்ணலையே இது பண்ணலையே என்னாகுமோ இது என்னாகுமோன்னு குறையே கிடையாது. அந்த அளவுக்கு ஒரு திருப்தி நிம்மதி பூர்ணத்துவம் பிராப்னோதி கம்ப்ளீட்னஸ் யூ வில் நெவர் பிகம் எ கம்ப்ளீட் பர்சன் பை வேரிங் ரேமண்ட் சூட். அந்த ரேமண்ட் சூட் போட்டுட்டு எ கம்ப்ளீட் பர்சன்னு போடுவா, கம்ப்ளீட்டே கிடையாது சும்மா. When you come to the 4th chapter, 18th shloka, when you understand only you are a complete person. Naanga advertise panna maatom, avan advertisement pannuva, avan dhaan difference. And students photo ella pottittu, so and so students have attended 18th shloka, 4th chapter. They are all karma, Krishna karma krithu, they are all fully accomplished people. Ani naan paper la pollama? When Akshara Vidya Trust gives so and so people who are attended 18th Shloka class, they are all complete. Tevaye illa. Because we don't want any certificates. We don't want anyone's recognition. Priyadriyo? Including my family members. They never consider me, I am a complete person. போய் சொன்னாலும் கூட சப்போஸ் ஐ கோ அண்ட் ஹோம் அட் ஹோம் அண்ட் சே டுடே பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் லிசனிங் 18th ஸ்லோகா ஐ ஹவ் எ கம்ப்ளீட் பர்சன் அனு சொன்னா உனக்கு என்னமோ ப்ராப்ளம். நான் அப்போவே சொன்னா உனக்கு ஏதோ தகராறுன்னு இப்போ கன்ஃபார்ம் ஆயிடுதுன்னு சொல்லுவா. அதனால ஹூஸ் கன்ஃபர்மேஷன் ஐ வாண்ட், ஹூஸ் வேலிடிட்டி ஐ ரிக்வயர். I don't want anybody's validity or confirmation. I am happy, satisfied with myself. I don't want anybody's signature, anyone's... It's a signature we want. So, I don't want any other person's recognition or appreciation or certificate. Okay, for me to myself, I am complete, full-fledged. I don't have any dissatisfaction in my life. That I achieve, acquire through Bhagavad Gita study. Who says? Lord Krishna says, Karmanya karmayah paschit akarmanicha karmayah sa buddhiman manushyeshu sa krishna karma krita sa yuktaha krishna karma krita. All of you can go with this title. Okay. Next shloka.
Yasya sarve samarambhaha காமசங்கல்பவர்ஜிதாஹ ஞானாக்னிதக்த கர்மாணம் தமாஹுஃ பண்டிதம் புதாஹ.
For previous sloka, another one more very familiar example I'll give, and we'll go to this sloka, 19th sloka. One more example is that when we are traveling in the train, we are sitting in our train, it is going to start another 5 minutes. Before our train is moving, next train which is there, no, other line, that is moving, no, that line, train is moving. How do you feel? Our train is moving, you feel. You are sitting, where you are sitting, the train is not moving, but the movement of the other train you superimpose upon your train. How you got this Brahma? Then you doubt how that train is going, how I felt this train is going. அதுதான் விஷுவல் எரர் அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவான். அவர் விஷனில் சம் எரர். சம்டைம்ஸ் இட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ், நாட்டு கண்ணில் அது தப்பு இருக்கணும்ல, அது நடக்கும். அண்ட் வென் யுவர் ட்ரெயின் இஸ் கோயிங், வென் அவர் ட்ரெயின் இஸ் ஃபாஸ்ட் மூவிங், தமிழ்நாடு எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் கோயிங் ஃபாஸ்ட், அண்ட் யூ லுக் இட் அவுட் சைட், யூ லுக் அவுட் சைட் ஃப்ரம் த விண்டோ, வாட் யூ சி அவுட் சைட்? ஆல் ட்ரீஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் ஃபாஸ்ட். Trees are going, you are going fast. Trees are moving or your train is moving? Train is moving, not trees. But it appears as though trees are running fast. This one example. True example is that when your train is steady, your train, you feel your train is moving because of the other train movement. One example. Second example, when your train is moving, you see that trees are moving. No? Second example. Third example, when you are looking at the clouds in the night, Purnami day, you want to see the moonlight. When you want to see the moonlight, clouds are coming very fast, clouds. When clouds are moving, what do you see there? Moon is moving fast. அப்போ சந்திரன் எவ்வளோ ஃபாஸ்ட்டாக போகிறான்னு சொல்லுவான். இது சந்திரன் இஸ் மூவிங் ஆர் க்ளவுட்ஸ் ஆர் மூவிங்? க்ளவுட்ஸ் ஆர் மூவிங், பட் யூ லுக் அட் இட் ஆஸ் வாட்? மூன் இஸ் கோயிங் ஃபாஸ்ட். திஸ் இஸ் வாட் சம் விஷுவல் எரர் ஹேப்பன்ஸ். அது மாதிரி நான் ஒன்றுமே பண்ணல அண்ணா, பண்ணிண்டே உள்ளே நடந்துகிட்டு இருக்க ஆக்ஷன், ஈவன் பிளிங்கிங் ஆல்சோ. ஹவு மச் டைம் யூ கேன் ஸ்டேர் வித்தவுட் பிளிங்கிங்? யூ ஹாவ் டு பிளிங்க். ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் வென் யூ ஆர் நாட் டூயிங் எனி திங், நான் ஒன்றுமே பண்ணுறது இல்லைன்னு உண்மையா பொய்யா? நான் ஒன்றுமே பண்ணுறது இல்லை என்ன, உண்மையா பொய்யா? பொய். ஃப்ரம் வாட் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்? ஆத்மா ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆட் அனாத்மா ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்? Anatma standpoint, Ahankara standpoint, when I say, I am not doing anything today, I am going to sit quietly and chunna, poyi. And I am always busy. From Atma standpoint, suppose you say, I am always busy, and Atma is busy? No. From the Atma standpoint, I am ever actionless. Now, am I ever actionless Atma or every time active body-mind complex? Tell me now. I am actionless Atma. I am ever actionless Atma or I am ever active body-mind complex? Both. Body mind complex, this is my body, my mind. I am not. Priyarada, madiyam shariram madiyaha pranaha. My body, my hand, my mind, mine. Whatever is mine is not me. Both ani solla mudiyadu. When I say I am actionless, and I refer to only to the Atma. I am self, I myself, you say. I myself. But when it comes to the body mind, what you say? My hand, my body, my mind, my kidneys, my heart. Let me mine. What is mine is not me. So Ahankara, body mind complex, is not me. I am not body mind complex. Why? It belongs to me. The dog is belong to me. I am the owner of the dog. Therefore, இப்படி சொல்லல என்ன புரியவே புரியாது நமக்கு. ஆமாம், என்ன பண்ணுறது? என்ன கொஞ்சம் பஞ்சு வேர்டு போட்டால் தான் அப்பப்போ நமக்கு டக்குன்னு அடிக்கும் போயங்க. ஐ ஆம் த ஓனர் ஆஃப் த டாக், ஐ எம் நாட் த டாக், பிகாஸ் ஐ பொசஸ் த டாக், ஐ எம் த பொசஸர் ஆஃப் த டாக், ஐ எம் த ஓனர் ஆஃப் த ஹவுஸ், ஹவுஸ் பிலாங் டு மீ, ஐம் த ஓனர் ஆஃப் த கார், ஐ எம் நாட் த கார், ஐ எம் த ஓனர் ஆஃப் த டாக், ஐ எம் நாட். சிமிலர்லி owner of that is not that. Yes or no? My dog, my car, my house, then my body. My body is not me. I am the owner of the body. Therefore, body action is not my action. What about mind? My mind. I am the owner of the mind. I am not the mind. Then body mind do wrong things. Therefore, body mind only did. I have not done any cholalamo. Vada kadikko. Punishment. Body mind only doing. I know that. But body mind has to do what? Right action. Right action only it has to do, not wrong action. Car alone is going wrong side, and you say, "Enna edo?" You have to drive properly. I am the owner of the car. Car appappo na right la pona left la poirundanna. This is a danger to the yajamana, owner who is sitting in the car. I am the owner of the house. Keep the house properly. I am the owner of the dog. Keep it, the dog also healthy. Adhu kedana rabies gibis edavadu undanna problem. Similarly, owner of that must keep that in right manner. Therefore, I should not allow the body mind also to do unrighteous actions. Puriyiradha? People take it as advantage. காலு கை தானே பண்ணுறது, பாடி மைண்டு தானே பண்ணுறது, நான் பாடி மைண்ட் இல்லை ஏதாவது பண்ணட்டோம்னா. நோ, தெர் ஈஸ் எ பனிஷ்மெண்ட் ஃபார் தட். தேர்ஃபோர் வி ஹாவ் டு ஓனர் ஆஃப் தட் பாடி மைண்ட் ரெஸ்பான்சிபிலிட்டி இஸ் வாட் டு கீப் த பாடி மைண்ட் இன் தார்மிக் மேனர். புரியறதே? இன்னும் அது சொல்லாமல் போயிட்டான்னு எல்லாம் பாடி மைண்ட் தான் பண்ணுறது, நான் பண்ணலன்னு சொல்லுவோம் அப்புறம். And then there are so many examples, I don't want to go into that. Okay. Yasya sarve samarambhaha. He who is yasya sarve samarambhaha. Actions are all, which are all started. All karmas, which are all started. Samarambhaha means all actions which are started. காம சங்கல்ப வர்ஜிதாக, ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம், வர்ஜிதாக மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் காம அண்ட் சங்கல்பா. காம மீன்ஸ் டிசைர், சங்கல்பா மீன்ஸ் மோட்டிவ். பிஃபோர் கோயிங் டு டூ எனி ஆக்ஷன், ஐ டிசைர் டு டூ தட் ஆக்ஷன் ஃபஸ்ட். டிசைர், இச்சா, ஜானாதி இச்சதி யததே என்னர். Before going to do, I desire that. Before desiring, I make a sankalpa, resolution, motive. I have this motive, I want to get it, therefore I want to go for it. Janati, first, knows, ichchati, desire, then yatatein. I go for it, I want to do it, I want to get it. Kanaka, kama, and sankalpa leads to karma. Kama sankalpa, sankalpa is the seed of kama, kama is the sprout of sankalpa, sankalpa is the seed of kama, kama is the sprout of sankalpa. Kama sankalpa varjitaha, a person who is free from motive and agenda, when he is doing something, some desire, some motive, some sankalpa is there now inside. When I am doing this action, when I am helping others, when I am doing service to others, there is some motive inside. Some appreciation I want, some recognition I want, or some benefit, some money I want, some name, some fame. Something I want, na, that is called sankalpa. That's why I desire to do. This is kama and sankalpa. But a person who does without kama and sankalpa, any binding sankalpas, binding desires, for my sake I want this, I want to get it, and illamal, anybody does like that, kama sankalpa varjitaha and samarambhaha, and whose actions are started, not having any motive. Because of this ashram, I want to get so and so much money, I want to get name and fame, onnume kedaiyadhu. I am taking class, therefore people all should come and praise me, all people can give certificates to me, annade kediyadhu. Without any expectation, a person perform a karma. Gnana kama sankalpa varjitaha samarambhaha karma. Sarve karmani. Appadi yaradu irunda gnanagni dagdha karmanam. A person, his actions are all burnt. Even though he performs, that actions will not produce any punya and papam. Without any agenda inside, and if I serve to people, if I give something to people, if I am the beneficiary to somebody, and I am helpful to others without expecting anything, even name, fame, recognition, appreciation, without any expectation, if I do, such a person and the karma nude papa punya will not come to him. That jnana agni bhasma sat kurute. Jnana fire, jnanam tadeva agnihi tena shubham va ashubham va karma punya papa karmani. They will not bind him. Jnanagni dagdha karmanam. Yasya sarve samarambhaha kama sankalpa varjitaha jnanagni dagdha karmanam. His actions, motiveless actions, kama sankalpa rahita actions, free from kama and sankalpa, desire and motive, whatever he does, all his actions, all those actions are jnana agni dagdham. Jnana vangara agni lo dagdham aiduma. Jnanam like fire, those actions are all burnt. Ninga onnume panna venda, onnume panna venda anna adi dagdham pandrathukku onnume panna venda. If you drop your motive is enough. If you drop your motive, it is enough. That's why wise people, they are all called wise people. Tamahu panditam. Budhaha tam panditam ahuhu. If a such person, anybody is there without any desire and motive and go on and doing for loka sangraha karma, taking care of family, serving elders, taking care of children and serving to the society and doing lot of social work to the people without any motive inside, without any expectation, that person is a wise person, wise people says. His actions are all burnt. Karma, punya papa karmas will not come to him. Budaha ahuhu. Sages, budaha means wise people, brahma vidaha, wise people, budaha. second line, second quarter, last word, Budhaha, wise people, Tam Ahuhu, Avanai, இப்படி பேர் வச்சு கூப்பிடுவானா? யார் வந்து ஒரு மோட்டிவ் இல்லாமலே இஸ் சர்விங் டு ஹிஸ் ஃபேமிலி சொசைட்டி அண்ட் ஹீ இஸ் டூயிங் கண்டினியூஸ் ஒர்க் ஹீ இஸ் டூயிங் தட் பர்சன் ஈஸ் பண்டிதா. ஹூ கால் வைஸ் பீப்புள் கால் ஹிம் ஆஸ் ஏ பண்டிதா. லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா யூஸ் திஸ் வேர்ட் இன் செகண்ட் சாப்டர். அசோச்சானன்வ சோச்சஸ்தம் பிரஜாவாதாம்ச பாஷசே கதா சூனகதா சூம்ச நானு சோச்சந்தி பண்டிதாக. பண்டிதாக மீன்ஸ் வைஸ் பீப்புள். தட் பர்சன் இஸ் எ வைஸ் பர்சன். வைஸ் பீப்புள் வில் கால் ஹிம். ஹூ இஸ் தட் வைஸ் பர்சன்? அங்கே எங்கேயோ பார்க்கக்கூடாது. நான் நான் தான் இருக்கணும். வித்தவுட் எனி மோட்டிவ் I have to serve to family, to the society. Never say, I have done this to you, I have done that to you, I have done lot of service to the society, I have lot of puja I have done. Bhagavan kuda panniti. Na irik nariya puja pannitana. Bhagavan look at you. Sollade na. Never say anything what you have done. Forget about it immediately. அதுதான் the person who is always motiveless, desireless, when he is doing, he never remember what service he has done to the people. அதுவேதான் அவனுடைய நேச்சர். நான் எது நல்லது யாருக்கு என்ன பண்ணான்னு ஒரு கணக்கே கிடையாது அவனுக்கு. கணக்கே வச்சுக்க மாட்டான். இக்னரண்ட் பீப்புள் பத்து பண்ணி அம்மா இவ்வளோ பண்ணிட்டேன் நான், ஐ ஹவ் டன் திஸ் மச் அண்ட் யூ கவுண்ட். Therefore, wise people never call him, these people, as wise person. So you want to be wise or otherwise? If you are wise people will call you as wise. Next shloka.
Tyaktva karma phala sangam Nitya tripto nirashrayaham கர்மண்யபிப்ரவ்ருத்தோபி நைவ கிஞ்சித் கரோதி ஸஹ.
சேம் டாபிக் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் ரிவீலிங் from, I told you, from 18th shloka to 35th shloka, the crux of Upanishadic teaching is coming. Therefore, in this shloka also, Lord Krishna talking about the Grihastha Jnani. Who are all listening? They are Grihasthas, householders. How is it possible without expecting anything? How we can do? Bhagavan says, it is possible. Karma phalasaktim tyaktva nitya truptaha nirashrayaha karmani abhipravrittaha api. Even though you are busy with your family duties continuously, if you are, suppose, karma phala asangam tyaktva, without having any expectation towards the results, what is going to happen? Worry about the results. எனக்கு என்ன பேர் வருமா வராதா, புகழ் வருமா வராதா, எனக்கு என்ன லாபம் வரும் அனி மனசில் இல்லாமல் பல ஆசங்கம் தியக்துவா நித்திய திருப்தா நிராஸ்ரயா. Always content, nitya truptaha, nirashrayaha, without seeking anything, independent of anything, remaining ever satisfied and independent of what? Independent of expectation of the results of one's own actions. I am independent. Therefore, நான் எதிர் பார்க்கவே மாட்டேன். அது என்ன ஆகுமோ, இது என்ன ஆகுமோ, அது எப்படி ஆகுமோ, I don't bother. I have done my duty, whatever result comes, let it come. I don't bother. Such a person, nirashrayaha, kinchit na karoti. It is as good as not doing anything. He is not doing anything. That person is a liberated person, Lord Krishna says. More in the next class. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi harihi om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.